Hello, and welcome to the summer 2015 edition of Community Health, caring for you close to home, provided by Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust. Welcome. We all know that the Great British Summer can sometimes be a washout, but were we being a little pessimistic with our tongue-in-cheek headline, Get Your Wellies On, Summer Is Here? As I'm writing this, the weather outside is absolutely gorgeous, so hopefully you'll find yourself totally lacking in excuses when we invite you to come and meet our Live Well, Live Longer teams. They will be offering on-the-spot health MOTs, health checks, lung age tests and blood pressure checks at some of Kent's biggest and best events this summer. We know it can be difficult to find motivation, especially when you're not feeling 100%, but our teams are always here. Just ask Roger. After developing a trio of deadly conditions and losing so much weight that he couldn't wash or dress himself, he admits he was so low he didn't want to go on. But the amazing nurses and therapists at Sheppey Hospital have, in Roger's own words, worked miracles, and after nearly 6 months in hospital, he's finally looking forward to going home. Listen to his story in this edition. We hope you're feeling great and enjoying our glorious summer. Please let us know what you think of this latest issue. Stay well. Julia, editor. Email juliarogers1@nhs.net. Inside. Your shout. It's over to you for your news, views and opinions. Latest news. Keeping you up to date with what's happening. Meet the innovators. The magic pens transforming skin for lymphedema patients. Blog it. Mark, who has motor neurone disease, talks about the importance of having the right set of wheels. Ask the experts. What you should do in the case of anaphylactic shock. A whole new man. Stephen on how he lost 11 stone in a year. Get your wellies on. Come and meet us at a range of events this summer for your health MOT. Scared of quitting smoking? Our new cut down to quit scheme might help. Kapow. How kids are kicking their bad food habits with our Ready Steady Go Club. Step by step. How our team at Sheppey Hospital helped Roger achieve his rehab milestones. Talk to us. Diane Aslett from Age UK on how she is working with the NHS. The Blood Squad. Our new outreach programme that takes your blood at home with results in seconds. Join us. Five fabulous reasons to become a member of our trust. Listings, a handy guide to some of the services you might need. Editor-in-Chief Natalie Yost, 01622 211 943. Editor Julia Rogers, 01622 211 946. Designer Julie Bignall. Contributors Faye Sinclair, Chloe Washbrook, Joe Trahan, Lewis King, Anna Hind and Claire Doran. Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust, The Oast, Hermitage Court, Hermitage Lane, Barming, Maidstone, Kent, ME16, 9NT. Published June 2015. If you would like to advertise in this magazine, please call 01622 211 946 for a rate card. Your shout. We love it when you tell us what you think, whether it's by carrier pigeon or social media. Here are some of our favourites. Facebook fans, find us at / Kent Community Health. Our At Friday Hero continues, and there was a lot of love for our nurse Karen Dent when we posted about her involvement in helping at a motorcycle accident. Karen worked hard to care for a woman who had been injured until the paramedics arrived. South East Coast Ambulance Service critical care paramedic Ruth Lambert said, Karen gave first aid to the motorcyclist and continued to help after we arrived. My sincere thanks and praise to Karen. Thanks to her involvement, Karen has been nominated by CCAMS for a Community Hero Award in our 2015 Staff Awards. Well done. You said, Samantha Knight, well done Karen, not surprised at all. Selfless, kind and empathetic person, always on duty and ready to help. Catherine Bolt, you were there at the right time, Karen. Well done on your award too. Joanne Stapleton. Well done, Karen. I'm really impressed. You must be very proud. top tweets. Follow us on Twitter at NHSKentCHFT. Michael Watts. Great to see at NHSKCHFT displaying their Care Quality Commission ratings for all to see at clinic. Hashtag transparent. Faye Bedding. Happy International Nurses Day. Proud to say I work with brilliant nurses at Sevenoaks Hospital. Big love to you all. Watch this. Our occupational therapy team for people with learning disabilities has produced a short film to showcase the work they do to help people with learning disabilities be more independent, access local services and gain confidence. Watch it on our YouTube channel. Letters of the Month. To all the wonderful district nurses in Tenterden, thank you, thank you, thank you. My very grateful thanks to you all for your care and kindness during the past 6 months. You've all been so patient with me and encouraged me when I've been miserable. I've doubled up on the biscuits as there are so many of you, and I hope they don't all get eaten in the office while you're out and about in the area. Valerie Drywood, Tenterden. A huge thank you to everyone at Edenbridge Hospital who took care of my mother before and during Easter. She has made a remarkable recovery thanks to your kindness, care and attention. A special thank you to Mandy Lama, Faye Chantler and Gillian Edwards for their time explaining everything to me and, of course, to all the doctors, nurses and carers too. Edenbridge Hospital was the perfect environment for my mum's recovery and long may it remain open for others. Helen Barnes.
News. New NHS app, Born to Move, hits 1,000 downloads in first month. Top tips on every stage from newborn to those toddler tantrums. We've launched a pioneering free app to help parents with their newborn babies. Born to Move gives advice to new mums, dads and carers on every stage from newborn, crawler and toddler to preschool. The idea came from one of our health visitors, Julia Haynes, who has worked extensively with health visitors, children's centre staff and parents on its development. It was developed in response to research which shows that almost 50% of children are starting school lacking the movement and social skills to achieve their full potential to learn and develop. Ofcom says 5-year-olds now spend as much as 6 hours in front of a screen, and while 6-year-olds are as digitally savvy as 45-year-olds, some children are starting school without developing the pincer grip to hold a pencil. Julia, who has more than 28 years' experience supporting families, said, "We all know that babies learn best if they see it, hear it, and do it, through playtime and interacting with their parents, siblings, and friends. For example, awake tummy time helps your baby to learn to crawl. Chatting and interacting with your baby increases their vocabulary, and reducing screen time and playing games encourages them to track objects and helps to strengthen eye muscles to learn to read. Parents told me they wanted evidence-based, practical information to help them do what's best for their child and to support brain development at each stage. Let's face it, babies don't come with instructions. We know it's ironic we've put this information into an app when we are encouraging parents to reduce screen time for babies. But we can't ignore the large part that technology plays in our lives. It's the place we all turn to for information. Born to Move is designed to be used in conjunction with the support of KCHFT's Army of Health Visitors and supports the Kent-wide Born to Move Active Learner project. It is based on the Active Movement Programme in New Zealand, which promotes active play from birth. The app can be personalised with a picture of the user's baby and includes advice as well as games for improving life skills from birth until a child is 5 years old. It can be downloaded on Apple and Android devices from the App Store and Google Play. Just search Born to Move. Building the app. The app was built by the Kent and Medway Health Informatics Service, KMHIS. As part of the design and build, the app was approved by the Health Visiting Practice Development Group and a multi-agency focus group, as well as being piloted to 100 parents in Ashford, Swale, Dover and Canterbury. Phil Edbrook-Childs, Managing Director of the KMHIS, said, "We're absolutely delighted to have been involved in this exciting project. Parenting is a skill and our modern lifestyles impact significantly on how we interact with babies. In today's fast pace of life, most people turn to their phones for an answer, which is why we wanted to develop a fun and educational app for busy mums, dads and carers to make sure babies keep moving. Have you tried it? Talk to us on Facebook/BornToMoveNHS, Twitter @BornToMoveNHS. What the parents say. Emily Leggett, 34, from Hothfield, Ashford, is mum to Henry, 6 months, and Jack, 3. She said, "I love the app, it's quick, fun and simple to use, and you don't need expensive toys for the games. It uses items you already have around the house. As a mum, the internet is often one of the places you turn for advice, but it can be overwhelming. So having simple, bite-sized information in an app that you can look at is really helpful. It just gives you those little prompts of what you might do next." Did you know? We know earliest experiences shape a baby's brain development. From birth to 18 months, connections in the brain are created at a rate of 1 million per second. A child starting school with 2,000 words is more likely to achieve 5 GCSEs. However, some children are starting school with fewer words than children who are speaking English as a second language. Research from Ofcom shows an average 5-year-old spends 6 hours a day in front of a screen. Born to Move had 1,000 downloads in the first month.
News in brief. Getting our teeth into London. Our dental services team is now providing oral health promotion services to community and priority groups in Redbridge, London, including elderly patients, homeless people and nursing mothers. The team is also offering a targeted school toothbrushing scheme and fluoride varnish programme to nursery and school children in high-risk areas of the borough. Look out for C. diff card to protect patients. The Green Card campaign to help protect people at increased risk of contracting the Clostridium difficile, C. diff, infection is being relaunched across the county. Patients who have had the C. diff infection or who are carriers are being offered the bank-sized card to show to GPs, dentists, nurses or any health professional so they can be prescribed the correct antibiotic treatment, as some can help C. diff to thrive. Lisa White, KCHFT's Head of Infection Prevention and Control, said, "We hope these cards will help improve patient outcomes, reduce episodes of illness and increase knowledge and awareness of C. diff. To obtain a card, phone 01233 667 914 or email kch.infectioncontrol@kentcht.nhs.uk. Putting the sunshine back into Maria's life. They were the worst pressure ulcers our Swanley nurses had ever seen, but thanks to their diligent care, Maria Osborne is now pain-free. The 48-year-old Spaniard, who has transverse myelitis, a condition which causes the spine to swell vertically and means she is paralysed from the chest down, developed 3 large pressure ulcers on her bottom after spending 10 months in hospital with pneumonia. Pressure ulcers or bed sores are caused when skin breaks down and leaves open wounds that expose the bones or muscle. But thanks to the care of our team, Maria is now fit enough to enjoy a trip to see family in Spain, something that would have seemed impossible 2 years ago. After being discharged from hospital last year, staff nurse Rachel O'Brien and the rest of the Swanley nursing team visited Maria every day. They dressed her 6-centimetre deep bed sores, and thanks to their care and perseverance, the ulcers have improved. "The nurses have done a great job and deserve to be praised," said Maria. "They have improved dramatically. My husband Roy and I really wanted to visit my family in Spain, as we haven't seen them for a couple of years. I would have liked to take a nurse with me if I could, but of course that was impossible. But they had showed Roy how to dress the sores. It's taken a long time for me to get to this point and to be able to travel abroad. It's taken a long time for me to get to this point and to be able to travel abroad was great. I've been back and forth to hospital and very poorly. I needed a break and it's brought me back to life. The change of scenery has improved my mental health and it's all thanks to the help of Rachel and the rest of the community nurses. I couldn't have done it without them." Rachel said, "When we first met Maria, she was very poorly and she had the worst ulcers I've ever seen. The team has worked incredibly hard to get rid of them. We always make sure we are up to date with the dressings, measure the ulcers and look at Maria's diet, fluid intake and the equipment she has. We work to a high standard in our team and I am proud of how we have turned things around for Maria." Lunch is on us, say new food champs. Practical back-to-basics cooking demos and a chance to compare value food against more expensive items were part of our Food Champions annual networking celebration in May. The event helps to celebrate the newly qualified food champions who received their official badges of honour. Healthy Weight team manager Joe Hulk said, "We provide training and mentoring for a year to allow people who work directly with people in their local communities to share their knowledge and skills. Our champions have run sessions on healthy lunch boxes, cook and eat sessions, and healthy eating on a budget and energy drinks, to name just a few. Food champions who receive a year of mentoring work in local communities to promote healthy eating and living. The programme is certified by the Association for Nutrition. Phone 0330 123 1220. Dying matters, so let's talk about it. A new training programme to help people and their families cope with death, bereavement and making plans for their end of life has been launched. Working with Canterbury Christchurch University and hospices in Kent, we have produced a free 10-module training programme to support healthcare professionals, carers, families and patients to prepare for the end of life by making advance care plans. An advance care plan notes the wishes, preferences and expectations for the care a person would like as they approach the end of their life. It encourages people to talk about their future and share their wishes with their family, friends, carers and healthcare professionals, making sure they are in charge right to the very end. KCHFT Nurse Consultant for End of Life Care, Mary Kirk, said, "Talking to loved ones or patients about where or how they want to die can be difficult and emotional, but it is important we take the time to get these discussions right. The training is designed to give you the skills and knowledge to begin talking to people in your care who are at the end of their life." Need some more info? You can find our training programme on our website here, www.kentcht.nhs.uk/endoflifecare. For more information and resources, go to the Dying Matters website, www.dyingmatters.org. I know I want to die in a hospice. For Christina Cox, making sure the people who care for her are aware of her end-of-life wishes has been vital. The 52-year-old mum of three has terminal breast cancer that has metastasized into her lungs, liver, bones and brain. During her last stay at the Pilgrims Hospice in Ashford, Christina and her husband Stephen made the decision that when it comes to the end, she does not want to die at home or in a hospital. Christina, who is also devoted to her two grandchildren, has decided she would rather be in a hospice where her pain and care can be managed by the team. Stephen said, "The doctor and the end-of-life care nurses all know that Chris wants to be admitted back to the hospice when her pain gets to be too much to bear at home. Christina is visited by our Hythe neighbourhood care team twice a week to check her blood sugars are stable and to monitor the steroids she is taking to keep her symptoms under control. In the beginning, we just didn't know where to turn," says Stephen, "but everything we have asked for, the neighbourhood care team has given us." Team leader Rachel Williams said, "We work closely with the local hospice team to make sure we are all supporting Christina and her family. Being aware of her end-of-life wishes means we are all working from the same page and able to support Christina and her family to the best of our ability. We know we are honouring her wishes and that is always important. As we went to press, we learned that Christina has died. Our thoughts are with her family and friends."
News in brief. Get protected against shingles. A vaccine to protect against shingles is being offered to certain people in their 70s. Shingles is a common skin condition caused by the chickenpox virus, and while not serious, can be very painful and uncomfortable. Around 30,000 cases of shingles occur in older people between 70 and 79 in England and Wales each year. And that's why the NHS Shingles Immunisation Programme has been launched. The vaccine is currently being offered to people who are 70, plus people who are 78 and 79 as part of a catch-up programme. You only need to have the vaccination once and you can have it at any time of the year. Contact your GP surgery to find out more. New nail cutting service. If you have difficulty cutting your toenails, then we may be able to help, thanks to our new nail cutting service, which is launched at Queen Victoria Memorial Hospital in Herne Bay. Starting at £13 per session, we can cut your toenails for you. This cost-effective service is ideal for people who find it hard to look after their feet properly and who are not entitled to routine care through the NHS. You have to be aged over 18 to use the service, which will be expanded across Kent in the coming months. On your first visit, you will receive a handy nail care pack, which contains files and clippers that are just for your use at a one-off cost of £10. You can book an appointment by phoning 01227 594 754. Find out more at www.kentcht.nhs.uk/nails. Nikki leads way as we sign up to national Hello My Name Is campaign. We've put our full weight behind the Hello My Name Is campaign, which has now gone national. KCHFT was already behind the initiative, which was launched by 31-year-old terminally ill Dr. Kate Granger while she was being treated for cancer. She was frustrated by staff who failed to tell her their names and started the campaign to remind us to all go back to basics, introducing ourselves properly. You may have seen our pink poster last year, but now more than 80 other NHS trusts have joined the mass movement to support Kate's pledge. Nikki Lucy, Director of Nursing, said, "Hello, my name is," should be the start of every conversation. It's a simple statement that we know has a huge impact upon the patient's experience. Introducing yourself and asking a person what they like to be called is a basic social interaction that provides reassurance, a sense of well-being, and supports the patient's psychological state. We are all so busy we occasionally forget such a simple gesture that means so much. At KCHFT, we're encouraging everyone to remember to always introduce themselves and ask how you like to be addressed. So feel free to ask us if we don't. So, hello, my name is Nikki. Proud to care. Our nurses joined the national campaign in May to take time to reflect on the reasons they are proud to be a nurse. The day aimed to celebrate the skills and dedication of our nursing community by inviting them to post a picture of themselves explaining why they chose the profession and the difference they can make. Nikki Lucy, Director of Nursing, said, "My picture said, I nurse because I am passionate about people and proud to care. Hashtag why I nurse. Hashtag team KCHFT.
Innovative pilot comes to Kent to help older people stay independent at home. A nationally acclaimed scheme to cut hospital admissions for some of the frailest and most vulnerable older people is being rolled out in Kent. We've been chosen to work with Age UK on its integrated care programme to support older people's health and care needs and help them regain their independence. Originally piloted in Cornwall, it brings together doctors, nurses, social workers and trained volunteers to provide a wealth of health, community and volunteer sector support. It is being trialled in Ashford and Canterbury from this summer. Nicola Gardner, Strategy and Transformation Director, said, "In Cornwall, it changed people's lives. People who have been housebound for years and in and out of hospital have become motivated, in touch with their communities again and with significantly improved health and well-being. And we want this for people in Kent. We all know we need to invest in different ways to support the people who need it most, and we're delighted to be one of the 8 health and social care partnerships in England which Age UK has chosen to work with. Our partners in this programme are Age UK, Ashford and Canterbury Coastal Clinical Commissioning Groups, Kent County Council and East Kent Hospitals University NHS Foundation Trust. How will it work? Volunteers will work with GPs and our integrated teams to help patients identify their goals to improve their care. For example, a nurse might work with a patient to reduce their blood pressure using medication and advising on diet, while the volunteer will work with the patient to look at activities in their own life that will help. The voluntary sector might help with access to exercise classes, for example. Often older people are isolated and this can contribute to their poor health. The idea of this programme is to improve the connection people have with their own communities. By putting more support around people, this can prevent people's health deteriorating and needing hospital admissions." Cornwall results. 49% reduction in non-elective admissions. 36% reduction in emergency department attendances. 28% reduction in the number of people being admitted to a community hospital. 20% reduction in the length of time people stayed in a community hospital. 20% self-reported improvement in mental well-being. 8% reduction in social care costs. 4% increase in outpatient appointments. You can find out more on our website www.kentcht.nhs.uk. Going up, the number of older people, which is why the pilot is so important. A rapidly growing older population with multiple long-term conditions like diabetes, dementia, or heart problems is set to cost £5 billion by 2018. The number of people South East Drivability can help. Our South East Drivability team has moved to larger premises at Aylesford Logistics Centre in Bellingham Way. The team empowers people who are frail, disabled or elderly to have the confidence to drive safely. It has free parking, 3 clinic rooms and an assessment area so mobility scooter users can get to grips with manoeuvring around obstacles. Anuraj Varshney, manager, said, "This means we can grow during the next 5 years to help even more people." Phone 0300 0134 886. Email kcht.sedriveability@nhs.net. Going down. Bloodstocks. The NHS Blood and Transplant Service need more than 204,000 new donors to come forward to replace people who can't donate anymore and make sure they have the right mix of blood groups. You won't miss it when you give it, but patients could miss it if you don't. Book or find out more at https://my.blood.co.uk. Message from Marion. I am very proud to reveal that KCHFT has been shortlisted as one of the top 100 healthcare employers in the country. It has been a fantastic 12 months. The CQC rated us as good, our patients continued to give us very positive feedback, and we got through the tough assessment to become a foundation trust. Our exact position in the Health Services Journal's Best Places to Work 2015 list will be revealed on the 7th of July. This is a great achievement because all public sector healthcare employers in the country were considered by the HSJ and Best Companies Group, which between them drew up the shortlist. They based their findings on what our staff said in the annual NHS staff survey about their experience of working for KCHFT, from how they felt about the leadership of the trust to their job satisfaction and opportunities to develop. This accolade is just another example of us going from strength to strength, and it's all down to our brilliant staff, our doctors, nurses, therapists and healthcare professionals on the front line and our back office staff who support them to provide great care for our patients. But we are not complacent. We know we need to keep listening to our patients and colleagues so we can continue to improve. One of the ways you can give us feedback is by getting in touch with your local governor. To find out how, visit our website www.kentcht.nhs.uk. Best wishes, Marion. Marion Dinwiddie, Chief Executive. Marion.Dinwiddie@kentcht.nhs.uk. Meet the innovators. We're always striving to improve patient care. Here we tell you about some of our latest research. Laser therapy lights up the future for our lymphedema patients. A laser pen trial has been shown to transform the skin of patients under the care of our lymphedema team. The chronic condition causes swelling in the body's tissues, usually affecting people's arms and legs, and can leave them feeling achy, heavy, and difficult to move. Each year, more than 3,500 are seen by the team, which has been piloting the use of a pen. It works by beaming light into the skin to help relieve fluid retention and skin hardness, breaking down the hard tissue fibres and waking up dormant cells. Combined with massage and bandaging, the treatment helps lymphatic drainage, reducing the body in size. The results have been very successful. Leslie Simpson from Deal has had lymphedema in her right leg for the past 16 years, which developed as a result of having non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. 56-year-old optical dispensing assistant was asked if she wanted to take part in the trial at one of her regular appointments. She said, "I feel very self-conscious of my leg, and because I always have to wear a compression stocking, I feel people are looking at me. It stops me doing activities like aerobics, which I used to enjoy. I can't wear the clothes I want to, and my legs can be heavy and uncomfortable." The treatment is painless, the nurses are professional, and the results are fantastic. I could see a change in my skin after a couple of sessions. I was so excited I couldn't wait for my next session. My leg is so much better and the skin is softer. I've seen more change through the laser treatment than in all the years I have had lymphedema. The treatment is fantastic and the results have helped my self-esteem. My leg feels better and my clothes are more comfortable. Violet Cowie from Sittingbourne was also delighted with the results. She developed lymphedema in her chest after having breast cancer. She said, "The treatment worked so well for me. There was an instant change which was remarkable. I'd recommend it to anyone." Denise Wilkes, Head of Specialist Clinical Services, said, "The feedback we have received from our patients has been very positive. The trial helped us to see how effective the different laser treatments would be for lymphedema. Thanks to a kind donation from Sittingbourne League of Friends, we can now buy 4 of our own laser devices for the benefit of more patients in the future."
On the right road. Mark Stiles lives with a rare form of motor neurone disease, MND. The 47-year-old from Chartham near Canterbury tells us how important his wheelchair is to him and how it helps him to live with his condition. "I am living with a rare familial form of MND called Kennedy's disease. It is a slowly progressing neuromuscular illness that affects my mobility, breathing and swallowing. Last year, my neurologist and I agreed that I needed a wheelchair assessment to get a modern chair which met my mobility needs, and that Katie, my wife, could comfortably operate in terms of weight, ease of use, and access into and out of a car. For the past 2 years, Katie and I have been campaigning on behalf of the Motor Neurone Disease Association, MNDA, to make sure national and local politicians and NHS England are fully aware of the needs of patients with neurological disorders. With this year's local and general elections, we were very busy organising campaign events, travelling to London to lobby Parliament, and attending meetings across the country. Therefore, we needed the best possible wheelchair to cope with train, car, bus and taxi travel, and long days sitting in it, often outside. We were delighted when our appointment with Elaine at the wheelchair service in Aylsham came through very quickly. I was already an occasional user of a wheelchair, loaned by the NHS, but it was heavy and not perfectly fitted for me. The assessment focused on the likely progression of my illness, but most importantly on what I needed to support my lifestyle. Katie and I were amazed at the choice of modern wheelchairs and were able to spend a great deal of time choosing between a variety of options to suit us best. The new chair duly arrived, and Elaine Tucker, occupational therapist, and Tim Matthews, rehabilitation engineer, made sure the frame was fine-tuned to fit me exactly. As a result, we've had no difficulties using it, and it's been extremely comfortable. The chair has accompanied us to the House of Commons 3 times, to conferences across the country, to Devon and Cornwall on holiday, to MNDA fundraising events locally, to endless hospital appointments, and for everyday use. Last month, Katie and I attended a garden party at Buckingham Palace, as representatives of the MNDA. My wheelchair enabled me to attend the event without difficulty. At the end of the garden party, all wheelchair users were asked to gather at one of the garden exits. As the Queen was leaving, she spent time speaking to us individually, and I even got to shake hands with the Duchess of Kent. The culmination of our campaign work will be a visit to 10 Downing Street to present our MND charter to the Prime Minister. The charter describes 5 key rights that people living with MND and their carers need to improve their quality of care and quality of life. Our work and the work of our MNDA colleagues and other campaign volunteers has resulted in more than 30,000 people and organisations nationally signing up to support the Charter. I'm delighted Katie and I will be part of a group of 6 people chosen to present the Charter. We're so grateful to the Wheelchair Service for their part in making this possible. Having a good wheelchair helps me to live with my illness rather than suffer from it. Need our support? KCHFT's wheelchair service is available to people who have a permanent disability or medical condition which significantly impairs their ability to walk. Speak to your GP or healthcare professional about a referral.
As the experts, something you need a little bit of advice about. Our team of experts can answer all your questions. Our experts. Dawn Gager. Dawn is an experienced MIU nurse who has worked extensively in accident and emergency departments. Joan Hogben. Joan is senior nurse practitioner at Sittingbourne Memorial Hospital. She has worked in MIU since December 2003. Before this, Joan worked in coronary care and accident and emergency. The summer is here and we love to enjoy it, but it does have its hazards. It's not just about making sure you stay safe in the sun, but being prepared for every eventuality, as one Sittingbourne couple explained to Julia Rogers. Hornet sting leaves Great Gran fighting for life as our MIU nurses rush to save her. Great grandmother Irene Elliott has praised our MIU nurses in Sittingbourne for their quick actions in saving her life after she went into anaphylactic shock. The 69-year-old from Sittingbourne was attending her late husband's grave in June when she felt something sting the back of her neck. Irene said, "My partner Tony and I had just finished as sidesmen at Tunstall Church and I went to visit my late husband's grave to keep it tidy. I just hesitated by a tree. It felt like a needle prick in the back of my neck. I think it was a hornet sting. I said to Tony I didn't feel that great and didn't think I could manage delivering the church magazine. I wanted to go straight home." But by the time they were home, Irene was already unconscious in the car. Tony, 71, said, "When she got in the car, there was a bug on her sleeve and we brushed it off. I just thought she was sleeping at first, but by the time we were home, I tried to wake her, but I couldn't even get her out of the car. We only live a couple of minutes from the MIU and my neighbour came out and said, 'Why don't you take her there?'" At the MIU, receptionist Claire Jeffries alerted senior nurse practitioner Joan Hogben to a woman who was unwell in the car park, and Joan rushed out with a wheelchair. Recognising the seriousness of her condition, Joan called for the support of her colleagues, Sasha Caridia and Maria Vining. Joan said, "By this time Irene was in full-blown anaphylaxis. Sasha gave Irene a shot of adrenaline to stabilise her, while I called 999. Sasha and Marie helped to maintain Irene's airway, which was starting to shut down, while I gained intravenous access with the cannula. It was thanks to fast recognition and immediate treatment that saved her life." Irene said, "I don't remember much. The air ambulance landed, but they took me via land ambulance to hospital, and the paramedics from the air ambulance came with me." Irene was stabilised further by the air ambulance doctors and rushed to accident and emergency at Medway Maritime Hospital, where she was discharged fit and well by 6 p.m. that day, thanks to the quick actions of all NHS staff who treated her. She said, "I can't fault the care from any part of the NHS. If I had gone home and sat on the sofa, Tony might have thought I was asleep and it could have been a very different ending. I know I am very lucky to be alive. I'm a little scared about going out in the garden now, but I've been to the GP and we have adrenaline pens, so if it did happen again, we'd know exactly what to do." Question: what is anaphylaxis? Dawn: anaphylaxis is a severe, potentially life-threatening allergic reaction that can develop rapidly. It is also known as anaphylactic shock. Signs of anaphylaxis include itchy skin or a raised red skin rash, swollen eyes, lips, hands and feet, feeling lightheaded or faint, swelling of the mouth, throat or tongue, which can cause breathing and swallowing difficulties. Wheezing. Abdominal pain, nausea and vomiting. Collapse and unconsciousness. People may have some or all of these. Irene did not have a rash. Question: What should you do if you think someone is going into anaphylactic shock? Dawn. If you think that someone is experiencing symptoms of anaphylaxis, you should use an adrenaline injector if one is available. Dial 999 immediately if an adrenaline injector is not available. If you can see a potential trigger, such as a wasp or bee sting stuck in their skin, carefully remove it. Joan. Obviously, Tony didn't realise how serious Irene's condition was, but if it happened in future, this is a life-threatening condition and you should call 999. Minor injury units do not have the medical equipment to support these types of conditions. Fortunately, Irene responded well to the adrenaline and our ambulance colleagues were with us quickly to support. Question. What causes anaphylaxis? Joan. Anaphylaxis is the result of your body's immune system overreacting to a harmless substance, such as food. Substances that trigger allergic reactions are known as allergens. Anaphylaxis usually develops within minutes of contact with an allergen, but sometimes the reaction can happen up to 4 hours later. The most widely reported triggers of anaphylaxis are insect stings, particularly wasp and bee stings, peanuts and tree nuts, other types of food such as milk and seafood, certain medicines such as antibiotics. Question. Who is affected? Joan. Anaphylaxis is not common, but people of all ages can be affected. People with other allergic conditions such as asthma or the allergic skin condition atopic eczema are most at risk of developing anaphylaxis. Although the condition is life-threatening, deaths are rare. There are around 20 deaths in the UK each year. With prompt and proper treatment, most people make a full recovery. When should you visit an MIU? Minor injury units can treat minor cuts, bites and stings, but not those that cause anaphylaxis, foreign bodies in wounds, ears and noses, minor burns and fractures to arms and lower legs. At some units, patients can also be treated for minor ailments such as coughs, colds, ear, nose and throat infections and urinary tract infections. If you are unsure, we can help. Book in or phone NHS 111 on 111 if you are unsure what to do. Need more advice? Visit our website www.kentcht.nhs.uk/summer or visit www.nhs.uk/livewell/summerhealth.
They helped me become a whole new man. At 39 stones, grieving for his partner, ex-trucker Stephen Padwick decided it was time to make some serious changes. Here he tells Chloe Washbrook how he has turned his life around and how our team of experts were by his side every step of the way. We first met 57-year-old Stephen Padwick 18 months ago when he told us about the amazing care he was receiving from the Herne Bay Community Nursing Team for his leg ulcers. Since then, he has been through some ordeals that would have left most of us reeling. Shortly after appearing in Community Health, Stephen unexpectedly lost his beloved partner, Sandra. At the time, he was suffering from agoraphobia, arthritis, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, and leg ulcers, as well as being morbidly obese and a heavy smoker. He said, "Losing Sandra was absolutely devastating, but it made me realise that I had a choice to make. Either I try to make myself healthier, or I would shortly be joining her." The community nursing team referred Stephen to our clinical nutrition and dietetics service, and in the space of just 12 months, he has lost an astonishing 11 stones and 2 pounds. Stephen said, "Sandra was so good to me and did everything for me, but this obviously wasn't good for my health, as I weighed nearly 39 stones. I retired from trucking a few years ago, but the lifestyle has left me with some really bad health conditions. Sitting in a cab all day, not moving and eating bad food had really taken its toll over the years." Under the careful watch of community dietetic assistant Kate Hogan, Stephen began changing his eating habits and looking after himself. He's gone from regular takeaways and fast food meals to healthy stir-fries and lots of fruit and veg. Kate said, "Stephen's progress has been remarkable. He has steadily lost this weight by listening to our advice and changing his habits, and his results speak for themselves. At a time when he could have easily given up on himself, he found the strength and positivity to really start living. And the feelings towards Kate are mutual. Stephen said, "Kate was absolutely fantastic. She would come to my house once a month to weigh me and give me advice as she knew I was still suffering from agoraphobia. I would really look forward to her visits at that point. I was quite isolated and lonely. After 6 months, I could really feel the difference and felt confident enough to come and see her, so we changed my appointments to the Queen Victoria Memorial Hospital in Herne Bay. I would hop on my mobility scooter and head off to be weighed. And it's not just his weight and agoraphobia that have been disappearing. Stephen has also quit smoking in the last year and noticed a real improvement in his leg ulcers and COPD. Before he lost the weight, he would have to sleep sitting up in an armchair. Now he enjoys a good night's sleep in his own bed. I have so much to be thankful for," said Stephen. "Losing Sandra was terrible, but in a way her passing may have saved my life, and you have to look on the positive side of things. I am lighter, in less pain, and enjoying being outside again. I just wish she was here to share it with me." Stephen now enjoys a weekly trip down to Herne Bay Seafront on his treasured mobility scooter and says he is still really focused on losing more weight. "I still have a long way to go, but I feel so fortunate to have so many people from KCHFT looking after me. From the community nurses to the dietitians, when I've needed them, they've always been there. I'm a whole new man thanks to their help." Do you suffer with anxiety too? If you suffer with agoraphobia and need someone to talk to, consider contacting Anxiety UK. They support people who suffer with a range of anxiety issues. You can find out more about their work online, anxietyuk.org.uk. Can we help? The Clinical Nutrition and Dietetics Service offers specialist support to people living with complex nutrition needs across Kent. The Community Nutrition Service look at the specific nutrition and hydration needs of an individual and provide support and advice to help them achieve a healthy weight. You can be referred to this service by your GP or healthcare professional. You can find more information about the service on our website, kentcht.nhs.uk.
Got your wellies? We are braving the Great British Summer this year to bring our health improvement services to you. Our new Live Well, Live Longer events team is trained and raring to go, so watch out for us at some of Kent's biggest and best events this summer. We'll be offering free on-the-spot health MOTs, NHS health checks, lung age tests, blood pressure checks and carbon monoxide monitoring. Our friendly team will also be able to advise you on the best routes to go smoke-free, lose the bingo wings or just get up and active with your family and friends. Free NHS health checks. If you're aged 40 to 74, you could be eligible for a free NHS health check. You may have already had yours, or you might have received a letter from your GP surgery asking you to make an appointment to have one. We are offering official NHS health checks at events and workplaces, so people who find it hard to get to their GP surgery can get checked on the spot without an appointment. Why should I have a health check? Even if you feel fine, it's good to know that everything is okay. NHS health checks only take around 20 to 30 minutes and involve a cholesterol test, blood pressure test and a height and weight check. You'll also be asked about your family history, your alcohol consumption and whether you are or have ever been a smoker. The information you provide will be used with your test results to work out whether you are at low, medium or high risk of developing heart disease, kidney disease, lung disease, dementia or diabetes in the future. You'll be given some personalised advice to take away on how to reduce your risk even further, for example by making changes to your diet or quitting smoking. We can also give you information about other local services that can help you to make the change to a healthier lifestyle. After you've had a health check with us, we will write to your GP to let them know that you've had a health check. In the unlikely event that we find any major issues, such as very high blood pressure, we may make an emergency referral for you. If you're not eligible for an NHS health check, you can still ask us to check your BMI and blood pressure, and we can sometimes offer lung function tests and carbon monoxide readings for smokers. Why should we live well, live longer? Our team is easily recognised in our bright green t-shirts emblazoned with our motto, Live Well, Live Longer. An unhealthy lifestyle can not only shorten your life, it can lead to debilitating illness and disability in later years. The Stroke Association recently warned an inactive lifestyle is contributing to a large rise in the number of people in their 40s and 50s having strokes, which can cause severe disability and have a potentially devastating impact on the person affected and their family. Leading a healthy lifestyle will reduce your chances of dying prematurely and will also keep you fit and well in later years. You never know, you might even find that you enjoy it. So come and find us and discover all the ways we can support you and your family to live well, live longer. 5x5. Here's a challenge that's not for the faint-hearted. Five of Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust's Health Improvement Team will be practising what they preach when they tackle five of Kent's big Race for Life 5K runs this summer. Anne Ford, Dro Trahan, Amber Timlett, Tracy Tomkinson and Fiona Thompson were halfway through the test of endurance as we went to press. All organised by Cancer Research UK. The team is made up of keen runners. Anne has run a marathon in the past and Joe ran the Bath Half Marathon earlier this year. Race for Life events always have a friendly atmosphere, so why not come along and cheer them on? Race for Life Tunbridge Wells, done. Folkestone, done. Herne Bay, 21st of June. Maidstone, 12th of July. Margate, 19th of July. Big events. The 4th of May, Elsham Fun Day and Miners Rally. 12th of June, Charing Health and Wellbeing Day. 4th of July, Fusion Festival, Gravesend. 5th of July, Stone Fate, Dartford. 8th of July, Fant Health Fair, Maidstone. 10th to the 12th of July, County Show, Detling. 25th of July, Dover Regatta. 4th to the 7th of August, Cricket Week, Canterbury. 8th of August, Thallington Fun Day, Canterbury. 22nd of August, Seashells Fun Day, Sheerness. 27th of August, Lark in the Park, Thanet. 29th of August, Kent Pride, Margate. 13th of September, Maidstone Mela. 26th of September, Dover Big Local Event.
Scared of quitting smoking? Summer is here. It's time to get some fresh air in those lungs, and you might be thinking about quitting smoking. Scared? Why not cut down first and see how it goes? Jo Trahan explains about a scheme that might help. No pressure. A lot of people want to go smoke-free but are often too anxious to try. However, thanks to the success of a pilot project in Swale, more and more people in Kent will be able to take part in our new Cut Down to Quit programme, which supports you to cut down your smoking gradually before taking the next step to a smoke-free life. Paul Eason, 50, from Faversham, has nothing but praise for the programme. He said, "I was lucky enough to be part of the pilot, and it really worked for me. Cut Down to Quit takes the pressure off as you're not worried about a deadline for quitting. I've got a 9-month-old son now, and I managed to quit around the time he was born. I want to be fit and healthy for him, to make sure I'm there for him when he grows up." Paul started smoking in his 30s and sometimes has anxiety and depression, something he says was made worse by smoking. You think smoking will help, but actually it just adds another layer of anxiety as you're constantly thinking, when am I going to be able to have a smoke next? I was motivated to quit, but I knew I would need support. Just having someone in my corner that I could speak to each week really helped me. It's not something that's done to you. You work with the service to find the best way to go smoke-free. I would recommend the Stop Smoking service to anyone. It does exactly what it says on the tin. Smoke-free road ahead. The Kent Stop Smoking service teamed up with Charlton Athletic FC in Canterbury earlier this year to promote the benefits of going smoke-free. The Charlton Athletic Community Development Team brought their Lung Age Roadshow to Canterbury for Stop Smoking Day and spent 7 weeks in Northgate signing people up to the Stop Smoking service and giving advice and support to others who were thinking of quitting. Our Stop Smoking team also ran Stop Smoking sessions from the Roadshow trailer, which visited city supermarkets and schools. The project was funded by the Kent County Council. Deb Brown from Charlton Athletic Community Trust said, "We've had a very successful few weeks in Canterbury, with more than 250 people signed up to the Stop Smoking service and many thousands more chatting to our friendly advisers about their smoke-free options. Our advisers understand the difficulties people face when quitting and are knowledgeable, friendly and approachable. Together with the staff from the Kent Stop Smoking service, we were a fantastic team. We will all be doing everything we can to help those residents who signed up to quit or just wanted a chat." Anne Ford, Assistant Director for Health Improvement at KCHFT, said, "Most smokers want to quit, but it can be tough to go smoke-free. We help thousands of people in Kent to quit each year, and you're up to 10 times more likely to succeed with our help. If you're after honest and non-judgmental advice and support, get in touch with our team." Mum Natasha Page from Hales Place, Canterbury, was one of those who signed up. The 25-year-old said, "I was at Asda when I saw the Charlton FC trailer and popped in. I'd been thinking about quitting smoking, especially now I've got Oscar, who is 6 months old. So I thought, well, it's now or never. I saw a stop smoking advisor once a week, and I quit smoking in week three. I've got my certificate and I'm sticking to it this time." There's more than one route to a smoke-free future. Pick the one that's best for you and maximise your chance of success. Quit clubs. Join a group of other quitters at the same time and same place each week. One-to-one. A personal appointment with an advisor at a specific time and place. Drop-in. A face-to-face appointment at a specific venue. Just turn up at any time within a time slot. Telephone support. With an advisor for housebound people only. Roll-in groups. Meet with an advisor and other quitters who are at a different stages of their quit attempt, at a specified time and place. Online support. Over the internet. Prefer to cut down first? No problem. We have services available in some areas that can help you to cut down first before you quit for good. A little extra help. You can also choose to have nicotine replacement therapy, NRT products, patches, gum, etc., on prescription and medication to help you to quit, if appropriate. Talk through your options with your advisor. Cut Down to Quit is being offered in some areas in Kent as an extra option to our usual service. To discuss all your options, talk to the Stop Smoking service on 0300 123 1220, option 1.
Kapow! Kids kick their bad food habits. Food baddies, fat, salt and sugar better watch out, because children and their parents across Kent are learning to make better food choices. It's all thanks to Ready Steady Go, our course designed to give families a little helping hand with getting fit and healthy. Community Health's Anna Hind joined a session in Sheerness to find out more. On a sunny afternoon, seven children, accompanied by their parents, have come straight from school to the Sheppey Leisure Complex for their final Ready Steady Go RSG session. 12 weeks after they started, the families are feeling better informed about healthy eating and exercise, and it's all thanks to our fantastic Healthy Weight team. For most of the families, the recommendation to attend the club came from the school nurse, who thought they would benefit from the help, support and practical advice that RSG clubs offer. The scheme aims to introduce families to the concept of healthy eating, including the Eat Well plate, and encourages physical activity in a fun way. Plus, it's a great opportunity to meet new friends and have fun. Although Nereissa Campos admitted she didn't think daughter Maria needed to attend at the beginning, she says they've learned lots of new things from the course. The Minster mum said, "My daughter eats everything. She loves food and is always eating. So although for us it wasn't about eating the wrong things, it was more about portion size and learning to read food labels. We already cook our meals from scratch, but Maria did tend to eat large portions, so it was good to look at that. One of the best things for me about this course is having someone else to advise Maria about what is healthy and what is not. Children do not always listen to their parents." 10-year-old Maria Campos Barbosa was reluctant to attend the group at first, but after a few sessions she found she was enjoying the games and learning about fats and sugars in her favourite foods. She said, "Chocolate spread is my favourite thing, but I discovered it has lots of sugar and fat in it, so although I still eat it occasionally, I'll only have a teaspoon of it now, whereas before I was having a lot more." I've also enjoyed looking at the food labels now and choosing the best option when we go shopping. Mum now gives me smaller dinner portions too. Fellow club member Dylan Power recently started karate lessons thanks to the encouragement of the healthy weight team. He was finding things a little tough at school and was quick to lose his temper, but he is now channeling that energy into karate and loving it. After just 5 sessions, the 11-year-old has already picked up a trophy. Dylan's dad, Simon Pegg, agreed the RSG club has helped steer Dylan in the right direction. He said, "The club has been good for Dylan, and the messages that have come out of it around healthy eating and exercise have been great and reinforced my messages too." The activities are the favourite part of Ready, Steady, Go for 11-year-old Katie and her younger brother John. Dodgeball and the troll game are energetic and exciting and a fun way to exercise. Katie said, "The games are so much fun. It's my favourite bit. We laugh a lot. The course has also taught me to try new things, including broccoli and cauliflower, which I love now. I'm still not keen on apples, but I do like bananas and yoghurt." Shopping with Mum and looking at the labels is also a good way to learn what is healthy. Katie's mum, Trudy McKee from Eastchurch, said, "Katie starts secondary school in September, so it was good to attend this course, and I'm hoping by doing so she will have the knowledge to choose healthier options when she's more independent. When we go food shopping now, Katie enjoys looking at the labels and getting involved. As a family, we have all tried to make better and healthier food choices and try new foods." One of the main surprises from Ready, Steady, Go was the sugar and fat content in some foods that are labelled as healthy alternatives. Even 6-year-old John, who falls slightly outside the age catchment for the club, understands the food swaps and loves joining in with the exercise. Trudy said, "John has really benefited from the club and he will often choose a piece of fruit for pudding now. He has grasped the idea of making healthier food choices." The Ready Steady Go NHS Club is designed to help children aged 7 to 11 who are above a healthy weight and their grown-ups who need some extra help getting fit and healthy. The clubs are designed for families who need to make changes to their routine and offer help, support and practical advice in a fun and friendly atmosphere. For more details, visit www.kenthealthandwellbeing.nhs.uk.
Step by step. Home is within sight for Roger. Ex-cop Roger from Sheppey admits there were times he didn't want to go on after developing a trio of deadly conditions. But here he tells Anna Hind how the team at Sheppey Hospital helped him find his va-va-voom again. Being able to go home from hospital is something Roger Pettit never thought would be possible, but thanks to the care and support of the nurses and therapists at Sheppey Community Hospital, this is now a reality for him. The 66-year-old has been in hospital for 19 weeks, with the past 5 of those spent at Sheppey. Earlier this year, Roger experienced a sharp pain running down his left leg from his hip, which he'd had replaced more than 18 years ago. He was rushed to Medway Maritime Hospital for an emergency operation, where it was discovered he had sepsis, septicemia and E. coli in his bloodstream. "I was very close to death," admits the former policeman. "The operation and antibiotics saved my life, but I didn't recover well. The antibiotics meant I couldn't eat and I lost 5 stones. I was a skeleton and I felt very depressed. I couldn't do anything for myself, wash, dress, use the toilet, and to me that was degrading. I felt so low, I almost wanted it to end." Roger was transferred to Harty Ward at Sheppey Community Hospital for rehabilitation, and what an amazing recovery it has been. The therapist had Roger out of bed on the second day on the ward and started work immediately on building up his strength. And now after 5 weeks he can stand, move in and out of bed and his wheelchair, wash and dress himself. "The nursing here has been superb and I can't fault it," he said. "There's so much care and attention from the matron right down to the assistants. All the staff are wonderful and I've been so well looked after. It's thanks to them that I'm now at this stage. Now I can stand, I can get out of bed and move myself around. My upper body is strong, which is good, and I've also gained 3 stones thanks to the wonderful food here. I would never have believed that I would be this much better and looking forward to going home, finally. I almost can't believe it. They've worked miracles for me. One person Roger will be pleased to be with again is Linda, his wife of 48 years. Although Linda has visited him every day since he was admitted over 4 months ago, the pair have never before spent more than 10 days apart in their whole married life, so these past months have been tough for the both of them. Roger said, Linda was shattered from driving up and down to Midway and fitting that in between her shifts at work. It's been so strange being apart, and I haven't got used to her not being there beside me. It's been an emotional time for the whole family, and I can't wait to get home now. To start with, I'll be in a separate room with a specialist bed, but I'm looking forward to her bringing me lots of cups of tea. I might even get a little call bell. Other specialist equipment has also been put in place for Roger at his home in Minster, including a wheelchair, seated chair, commode and slide board. Senior therapy assistant Val Fryer has worked with Roger since the day he arrived on the ward. She said, "We've worked well together to achieve Roger's goals. We had him up and out of bed on the second day, and after spending 13 weeks in bed, that was quite a challenge for him, and it brought tears to his wife's eyes. Each time Roger has achieved a milestone in his rehab, we move him on to the next one. Each step may seem little, but it's a big deal for Roger. I'm passionate about my role and helping patients recover, but they have to want to do it too." Roger was very down in the dumps when he arrived, and we had to work on his mental health as well as his physical health. It's all part of the bigger picture. We've seen such an improvement in Roger, which is great. Roger said, "I'm the perfect patient because I want to get home, and I've worked hard to get here. At one stage I didn't feel I could carry on, but the nurses here have given me the zarumph to get better and get home." Sepsis is a life-threatening illness when the body is overcome by infection. It is often called septicemia, or blood poisoning, when the body is fighting a severe infection that has spread via the bloodstream.
Talk to us. Got something to shout about? There are many ways you can give us feedback on a service or tell us what we got right. Here we tell you how. Need one of our cards to help have your say? Deaf patients can now show a new card to make sure they have a British Sign Language, BSL, interpreter at every health appointment. Our patient information manager, Charlotte Wood, said, "We know how important it is to make sure the right support is put in place every time." Kent County Council's assessment and support worker for deaf services, Sarah Martin, said, "Most people do not realise that for many deaf people, English is not their first language. It must be very frightening having to sit through a medical appointment if you cannot understand what is being said to you." East Kent Hospitals University NHS Foundation Trust Head of Equality and Engagement, Bruce Campion-Smith, said, "This card may seem simple, but it will give deaf people the confidence to feel in control of their own healthcare and help them communicate with healthcare colleagues. We have printed 1,000 cards to give to people across Kent, and we're sharing this news with our colleagues and services across our emergency hospitals, community hospitals, clinics and local services so they can be ready to support patients as soon as they see the card." The card, produced by KCHFT, EKHUFT, KCC and Healthwatch, was launched at Thanet Gateway with the local deaf community in May. Dates for your diary. What's up, Gov? Our governors are elected by you to represent you, so why not come along to our next Council of Governors meeting and find out more? It's an ideal opportunity to hear a little about what the governors are doing on your behalf and get to know your local governor. There will be an opportunity to ask questions at the end of the meeting related to items on the agenda. Items such as highlights from the Chief Executive's report, the way the Trust is performing, and highlights from the work of the governors are all discussed. The meeting is at Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce, Ashford Business Point, Waterbrook Avenue, Sevington, Ashford, TN24, 0LH. From 1:30 p.m. on Tuesday, the 25th of August. Why not come along to our annual meeting and find out more about our work? It's at Maidstone United Football Club, Gallagher Stadium, James Watman Way, Maidstone, Kent, ME14 1LQ, on Wednesday, the 30th of September. There will be a marketplace from 4 p.m. with the meeting starting at 5 p.m. To book, email comsteam@kentcht.nhs.uk or phone 01622 211 940. Want to become a member of our trust? Visit www.kentcht.nhs.uk/FT. Want to have your say? Contact our customer care team. Phone 0300 123 1807. Text 07943 091 958. Email kcht.cct@nhs.net. Let's talk about sex. Looking after your sexual health isn't a taboo subject on our watch. We know it's important to talk about it so we can improve services. From contraception and family planning to testing and treatment for a range of infections, giving advice on safe sex and delaying intercourse, our sexual health teams are always busy. We have set up a new public advice group made up of local people to make sure everyone's views help us provide the most appropriate service. Want to join? Phone Claire Doran on 01233 667 810 to find out more. Don't forget, our sexual health information line 0300 790 0245 or visit www.kent.gov.uk/sexual health. Quick Fire 5 with Diane Aslett. Here, Diane Aslett, Development Officer for the Kent Consortium of Age UKs, shares how working with us is going a long way to improve the lives of older people in Kent. Before we start, could you tell us a bit about what you do for Age UK? I've worked for Age UK for about 8 years and cover all 20 of its branches in Kent. I focus on the development of its services, paying particular attention to opportunities for working with organisations like KCHFT. We want to create as seamless a service as possible for patients and service users. What types of services do you provide? It can vary in each area, but the main aim is to support people in their own home. We provide practical help for people who have been discharged from hospital, things like setting up their prescriptions, doing their shopping or taking them out. Basically, the things which the NHS isn't there to do, but can still make a big difference to a patient's recovery. Our support lasts for about 12 weeks after they have been discharged from hospital. How does Age UK work with KCHFT? Our services are designed to relieve the pressure on clinical services. We are a friend for patients. There are so many isolated older people out there who have no one to rely on. That isolation and loneliness is what Age UK strives to eliminate. We are working on a pilot project in Ashford and Canterbury with KCHFT, as well as the clinical commissioning groups, Kent County Council and the East Kent Hospitals University NHS Foundation too. We'll be working with 500 patients who live with long-term conditions with the aim of improving their outcomes by working better together. Do you think KCHFT and Age UK's partnership is making a difference to people in Kent? Absolutely. KCHFT focuses on the clinical needs of the patients and Age UK address the non-clinical support that's required. We've found when patients don't have the practical support in place, they can become quite anxious, so the offer of a helping hand to do things like shopping goes a very long way. We regularly receive referrals from KCHFT, so there's a good understanding between us about the types of services we each provide. Is there anything else you want to say? The most important thing out of all of this is to improve the lives of our patients and service users. If working together helps us to do this more effectively, then that's what we must do to make a difference. The Blood Squad. A new community phlebotomy service is paving the way in Dartford and Gravesham, making sure patients receive blood results in seconds and giving community nursing teams more time for patient care. For years, the phlebotomy or blood-taking service at Gravesham Community Hospital has been a hugely popular clinic for patients needing blood tests. From 9 a.m. every weekday, queues of people wait to have their blood taken by the specialist phlebotomists in the clinic. For many housebound patients who are unable to travel to a clinic, the job would fall to their friendly community nurse to take their bloods. A sharp rise in the number of patients needing blood tests saw an unprecedented demand on the community nursing service. The need for a new team to help support the care we provide in the community became crucial. So we launched a new outreach program which has been breaking new ground to deliver a specialist service focused purely on caring for housebound patients who need their bloods tested regularly. The community phlebotomy service is managed by Lynn Slough and delivered by a team of three phlebotomists and a healthcare assistant. Lynn said, "We see so many patients who are living with complex and multiple conditions. Our community nursing teams provide so many different types of care at each appointment, and taking blood was adding extra pressure to their patient caseloads. Our specialist team deals specifically with taking blood, making sure a very important part of patient care is being looked after and supporting the nursing teams to deliver the care they give patients too." The service has grown so quickly and is really making a difference. The team started with 8 house calls a day, and now it's more than 20. You could call us the Blood Squad. Count on Cathy. For retired nurse Mary Calvo, senior community phlebotomist Cathy Mann is a godsend. 2 months ago, Mary's husband died, leaving her housebound and unable to attend her local GP surgery for her vital blood tests. Cathy now visits Mary, 76, at her Gravesend home at least once a week to take her blood and test her INR, the level of warfarin in her blood. Mary, a grandmother of 6, has been on warfarin, a blood thinning drug, ever since she had heart valve replacement surgery more than 10 years ago. She suffers with heart disease and fibrosis of the lungs, conditions she puts down to years of heavy smoking as a busy orthopaedic nurse and ward sister at the old Gravesend Hospital. Her conditions often leave her breathless, tired and unable to leave the house on her own. She says, "Cathy is excellent. It gives me peace of mind knowing that she's keeping an eye on me and monitoring my warfarin levels. The service is so quick and works so well. She really looks after me." Cathy, who has more than 30 years' experience as a nurse, worked under Mary when she was a student. Cathy said, "Mary used to keep an eye on me all those years ago, and now I feel like I'm returning the favour. Sometimes I need to see Mary every day to check her warfarin levels." Our community team works really well with the local GP practices. We can take a reading of someone's blood and instantly know whether their medication needs reviewing and refer the results on to their doctor. We used to send the bloods to the local pathology lab, which could take a few hours, but now we see results in seconds. It's great because we are supporting our community matrons and nursing teams by lightening their load too. I can see up to 23 patients a day just for blood. It's an incredibly busy job, but I love it. Your guide to community services. We provide more than 70 services across Kent to keep you in the best of health. For many of our services, you will need a referral from a GP or other healthcare professional. However, there are services you can access yourself. Here are some you might find useful. Minor injury or illness. Cuts or bruises, strains or sprains, or possibly broken bones, you don't need an appointment to pop into one of our minor injury units. Some of our units treat minor illnesses too. Edenbridge District and War Memorial Hospital. Mill Hill, Edenbridge TN8 5DA. Phone 01732 862 137. 8:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. every day of the year. X-ray 9 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Monday to Friday. Royal Victoria Hospital, Folkestone. Royal Victoria Hospital, Radnor Park Avenue, Folkestone, CT19 5BN. Phone 01303 852 727. 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day of the year. X-ray 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday to Friday. Wavesham Community Hospital. Bath Street, Gravesend, DA11 0DG. Phone 01474 360 816. 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day of the year. X-ray 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday. Seven Oaks Hospital, Hospital Road, Seven Oaks, TN 13, 3PG. Phone 01732 470 200. 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day of the year. X-ray 8:45 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday. Sheppey Community Hospital, Plover Road, Minster, Sheppey, ME 12, 3LT. Phone 01795 879 100. 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day of the year. X-ray 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday to Friday. Sittingbourne Memorial Hospital, Bell Road, Sittingbourne, ME 10, 4DT. Phone 01795 418 300. 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day of the year. X-ray 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. Victoria Hospital, Deal. London Road, Deal, CT 14, 9UA. Phone 01304 865 400. 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day of the year. X-ray 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday to Friday. Waiting times. People with more serious minor injuries will still be given priority at our MIUs, so a typical wait can be anything from a couple of minutes to around 2 hours. There are also MIUs run by other providers in Dover, Faversham and Whitstable. For information about other health services, go to Health Help Now at http://healthhelpnow-nhs.net. Children's Therapies. This service is made up of physiotherapists, occupational therapists, speech and language therapists, special nurse advisors, key workers and therapy assistants that provide a specialist therapy service for disabled children from birth to 19 years old. The service is available in Dartford, Gravesham and Swanley, Sevenoaks, Tunbridge Wells and Tunbridge, Maidstone and Malling and Thanet and Canterbury. You can find full details on our website www.kentcht.nhs.uk. Customer Care Team. If you have a comment, complaint or compliment, call the Customer Care Team. Phone 0300 123 1807. Text 07943 091 958 or email kcht.cct@nhs.net. Continence Advisory Service. Advice and support for anyone with bladder and bowel problems, including incontinence. East Kent, phone 0300 7900 310 or 0300 7900 317. Dartford, Gravesham and Swanley, phone 01322 622 355. Maidstone, Weald and surrounding areas, phone 01622 226 082 or 01622 226 077. Seven Oaks, Tunbridge and Tunbridge Wells, phone 01732 376 839, Continence Nurse Specialist. Dental. General Dental Services in Sandwich and Ramsgate provide a full range of NHS dental treatment for patients in a high street setting. Churchill Dental Practice, Ramsgate, phone 01843 581 134. Fax 01843 607 419. New Street Dental Practice, Sandwich, phone 01304 617 646. Fax 01463 017291. Falls Prevention, East Kent. A 12-week prevention and assessment service for anyone at risk of falling or who has fallen. Phone 01303 854 488. Email fallspreventionservice at nhs.net. Newborn Hearing Screening Programme. This service offers high-quality newborn hearing screening and safe and effective assessment for babies in West Kent, Medway and Swale. Phone 01732 471 308 or fax 01732 471 330. Physiotherapy. In some areas you can contact the service direct, in others you will need a referral. Call to find out more. Phone 0300 123 0854. Podiatry and foot care. Our podiatry team specialises in foot health, from common foot problems to more complicated conditions needing surgical correction. You need to be referred by a GP or healthcare professional. For more information, you can contact the service direct. East Kent Podiatry, phone 01227 594 728. West Kent Podiatry, Dartford, phone 01322 622 202. Maidstone, phone 01622 226 066. Tunbridge, phone 01732 376 810. Toenail cutting service. Starting at £13 per session, we can cut your toenails for you. This service is ideal for people who find it hard to look after their feet and who are not entitled to this care through the NHS. Clinics are available in Herne Bay and expanding across Kent in the coming months. You need to book in advance. Phone 0300 123 1554. Web www.kentcht.nhs.uk/nails. South East Drivability. This centre provides assessment and advice on driving, car adaptation and car choice for disabled drivers and passengers. Email kcht.sedrivability@nhs.net. Phone 01622 606 900. Fax 01622 606 901. Health and Wellbeing Services. There is now just one number you need for all our health improvement services. Phone 0300 123 1220 or visit us at www.kenthealthandwellbeing.nhs.uk. Expert Patients Programme. A 6-week self-management programme for people living with one or more long-term health conditions. Phone 0300 123 1220, option 5, mobile 07944 935 047, email kcht.epp@nhs.net. Health Checks. NHS Health Checks is a national cardiovascular screening programme for 40 to 74-year-olds across Kent. We can also provide workplace checks. The checks are for people who are not already being treated for cardiovascular disease, for example diabetes, high blood pressure, kidney disease and heart disease. Phone 0300 123 1220, option 4. Email healthchecks@kentcht.nhs.uk. Health Trainers. Free confidential one-to-one support to help patients make positive lifestyle changes. Help with accessing local services, increasing physical activity, healthy eating, healthy weight, stopping smoking, alcohol and drugs concerns, reducing stress, sexual health concerns. Phone 0300 123 1220, option 3. Email kcht.healthtrainers@nhs.net. Healthy Weight. Change for Life. This club is for children aged 7 to 11 and their grown-ups who want to help eat well and move more. Exercise Referral. The Exercise Referral Scheme is open to anyone in East Kent with a pre-existing medical condition who would like some help to start increasing their activity levels in a safe and appropriate way. Fresh Start. We are a team of people who can help you if you're sick of the muffin top, bored of yo-yo dieting, or just had enough of the beer belly. Delivered by your local pharmacy. Health walks. Led by friendly volunteers, health walks are especially good for people who are recovering from illness or who just need a bit of extra motivation to take more exercise. There's no need to book. Visit the website for details. Ready, Steady, Go. Helps children aged 7 to 11 who are above a healthy weight and their grown-ups who need some extra help getting fit and healthy. Specialist Weight Management. Help with weight loss for people with a body mass index, BMI, of more than 35 kilograms per meter squared in Swale. We run a 12-month weight loss program that addresses key causes of obesity, diet, physical activity and emotional well-being. Phone 0300 123 1220, option 2. Stop smoking. Phone 0300 123 1220, option 1. Email kcht.sss@nhs.net. Text QUIT to 87023. Fax 01303 858 935. Sexual health. Worried about symptoms, need contraception or just looking for advice? We run daytime and evening clinics with walk-in and appointment sessions. Services run across Kent. Please contact us for more information. Phone 0300 790 0245. Web www.kent.gov.uk/sexual health. You can find a full directory of our services on our website www.kentcht.nhs.uk, or for more information phone our customer care team on 0300 123 1807. Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust. Free NHS Born to Move app. Tips to help your baby move and develop every step of the way. This handy app has been developed by health visitors and parents. It's packed with advice, tips and games that you can play with your child from newborn to preschool. Let's get moving. Free to download from the App Store and Google Play. Find out more at www.kentcht.nhs.uk. /born to move. Facebook/born to move NHS. Twitter @born to move NHS. Built and with thanks to the Kent and Medway Health Informatics Service. And that concludes the reading of the summer 2015 edition of Community Health, caring for you close to home, provided by Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust.